Welcome back. Joined now by Rabbi Isaac Jarrett, the spiritual leader of Congregation Neir Tamid of South Bay. Rabbi, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you so much, Art.
I just met the rabbi a few months ago at a fundraiser for a mutual friend who's a congressional, not candidate, a congressperson. And we chatted about a few things, and we invited the rabbi to write a guest column for our newsletter. And those of you that are subscribers to the Straight Talk Reporter can read our Rabbi Jarrett's column on the fact that Israel is celebrating its 59th anniversary, 59 years young. That's very important for us as Americans as well. Explain why.
It is. And as Israel enters now its 60th year, consequentially, we have to recognize that there is a democracy in the Middle East. It's a remarkable achievement, and it hasn't only been born, but now it has sustained for six decades. This is a country that shares the very basic values of freedom and liberty that we cherish in our own country and throughout Western civilization. And I think the significance is twofold. The first is to recognize that in the Middle East, there is hope, and the hope lies with our friends. It doesn't lie with those who are our mortal enemies, who hold values that are antithetical to everything we believe in. But it does lie with those in Israel who really believe in freedom and liberty. The second thing, though, and I think this is far more important, for the first several decades of Israel's existence, one might have imagined that Israel's enemies were its own, that those who sought to destroy Israel simply sought to destroy Israel. Today it's become very clear. Israel's enemies are the enemies of all democracies, of all liberty. And Israel has now become the front line for a clash of civilizations and a war for our very survival as a civilization.
As you know, the president in invading Iraq, one of the goals was to bring democracy to other countries in the Middle East that historically had not enjoyed it. Sadly, the effort has not gone well, but speak to the importance of and whether it's even possible to bring democratic values to other Middle Eastern countries.
I think the first thing that we have to recognize is that we tend to confuse democracy with elections. And unfortunately, it takes a sustained effort over a very long period of time to truly create the institutions of a democratic society.
Like a free press.
A free press, real education, self-critical education, the ability to learn to tolerate difference within society. These institutions take time. That's the first issue. I think the second issue, though, is we have to recognize that within the Middle East and elsewhere in the world, there are people at risk who themselves need to be empowered as minorities within societies in order to generate hope for democracy. I recently had a visit to Israel, where I was invited as the president of the Israel Christian Nexus. And just to offer some very brief background, the Israel Christian Nexus is an organization that champions the partnerships that can be developed between Jews and Christians to safeguard Israel, but also to safeguard democracy.
And you spoke at a church in Bethlehem.
I did. I was invited by Pastor Naeem Khoury, who's a dear friend of mine. He's the spiritual leader of the First Baptist Church in Bethlehem. And he invited me to come and teach there, and I had a chance to teach during services, really to preach, to meet his members, to meet his congregants, to meet his parishioners. And I heard their stories, and I heard about what life is in the Palestinian territories. It's a hop, skip, and a jump through the checkpoint between Jerusalem, Israeli-controlled Jerusalem, part of the state of Israel, and Bethlehem. And one enters, and I tell you this, Art, one enters the wild, wild east
when you cross through.
It's horrifying. And I'll add this. I believe, and I really believe this, the single greatest human rights challenge of the 21st century is going to be the challenge to the rights of Christians in Islamic-majority lands because of the spread of radical Islam.
Well, America is an extraordinary country, and we have learned to handle diversity in our country better than any place in the history of the world, I believe.
Yes.
And I believe it's because of our value structure. The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence have basic values that work. And to me, it's all about values. And civilizations and countries that have the right values endure and others don't.
Yes, I agree entirely. And I think we have to recognize different democracies will make different choices. We don't agree with our spouses about everything, let alone our friends. But we have to distinguish about the basic elements of who our friends are. Fellow democracies don't declare war upon one another. They don't believe in terrorism. They champion life over death. They don't teach their children to become suicide bombers.
Sure.
We have to recognize who our friends are.
Well, Rabbi, thank you for bringing your message to our show. And the rabbi is the spiritual leader of a congregation near Tamid of South Bay, which is located up the hill in Rancho Palos Verdes. And we hope you'll come back again and visit us.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Art.
We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.